As there's a called strike to level things up, and we have a full count. Nobody down, first batter of the fifth inning. As there's a grounder to second, and that will go to first. Where there's a couple changes in the order. Yes, the one down, 4-3 for the first out. Now playing first is Hemmingson for the Papermakers. His first pitch is a ball. Second offering is high, so it's a 2-0 count. Papermakers still have plenty of outs to go. You got to start scoring some runs here. His pitch is high, popped up infield. Standing under it is Borboom, and she's there. Big pop fly to the third baseman. That's two down. That'll bring up Kendall Guskey, as she's 1-for-2 in the game with an RBI, but she also flew out to right as that wind is now starting to blow in, so it'll be hard to send anything real deep. Swirling winds here in Nakusa. A swing and a miss, first offering. It's 0-1 count. Most of the game it was blowing out and towards right, and then all of a sudden it just changes and goes from right to left, and now it's blowing in. So wondering what the weather's going to do tomorrow and the next few days. This pitch in there is a swing and a miss. Payoff pitch coming. That's going to be high. So the count goes 1-2 to Guskey. Those ever-changing, swirling Nakusa winds here. There's another ball. 2-2 count. It's high for another one. And count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two down here in the fifth inning. Nakusa trailing 5-4 to Wautoma. As Wilhorn fires in, that'll be low and inside, and that will be a 2-0 walk to Guskey. And that'll bring up Riley Burton as she is 0-for-1 of the game, grounded out to shortstop in the first inning. That was hit by a pitch in the third. A hit on the left leg, the lead leg. Pitch comes in, and that's lifted. That'll be foul. If nobody can get there, nobody does. So it goes 0-1 count as the wind starts to die down. These winds keep changing. You're going to have to start wondering about tornado warning here. There's another pitch. Try to backpick it as Garza. And back in time is Guskey. Well, count goes 1-1 now to Burton. Well, flags now not flying too hard as there's a liner right back to the pitcher. Picked up by the shortstop who can't field it cleanly as holding it now, so there's two runners on now. And that's tough play. Can't ever assume the out, so we'll wait for the official score on that one. But I think you got to give that an infield hit that bounces off the pitcher, and you can't fault the pitcher on that. That's a tough play to make as Curtis Brenner comes in for the designated player, Burton, number 13, by the looks of it. Be Haley Ferris Faulkner. Wonder if she's related to Professor Faulkner from War Games. Another classic 80s movie. Can't go wrong with that one. One of my favorites. As now that comes up, Kelsey Mahulski. She's 0-for-2 in the game. Two runners on as that's first pitch offering. Ground to short, short to first in time. 6-3 on the putout. And the Papermakers do what they got to do, keep the Hornets off the board. No runs, no hits, one error, and then two left on base. So I guess they are calling that one an error, not because it hit the pitcher, but because the second baseman just didn't field it cleanly. So that's, I guess, what the thought process is behind that. But Either way, we move on. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. 2-3-4 batters due up for Nakusa, trailing 5-4, and we'll have that for you in a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, lows in the upper 30s to 40. And mainly sunny for tomorrow, highs upper 60s. Another chance of rain on Thursday, highs into the low 60s. Drying out for later Friday into Saturday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
You're going to have to call that one a tie again. Carlos Santana against What I Like About You. Those are two good jams right there, Seth. So I guess you tie again with Tom Kirst. There's a lot of ties in this. Boy, I got to be more decisive. That's what I got to do. But either way, we're here for the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-3-4 batters still up. Aubrey Boerboom, Montana Rowe, and Kylie Hemmingson. As Nakusa trails her by a run, 5-4 to Wautoma. Boerboom, 0-for-2 in the game. But she's due, if you want to look at it that way. Third time through the lineup here is Sizlik, and that's a grounder. That is bobbled by the third baseman, and that will be how she gets on base for the first time. I think you'd call that an E5. And that brings things up for Montana Rowe as she comes up. 1-for-2, but productive out when she grounded out to second where she got an RBI, hit a double in the third, and scored a run. Hoping to add to that stat line today is runner on first, Boerboom. Rowe stands in there, Sizlik fires, and she blasts that one to left. Get up, get up, get out of here, gone! Home run, Montana Rowe, two-run shot, and the Papermakers take the lead. And the Papermakers are standing there to congratulate her teammate as she circles third. Big smile on her face and big smile on her parents right to my right. And Nakusa takes that lead 6-5. And I always try to do it once in a game and quote Euchre, and there we go, got to do it today. As Nakusa takes a huge 6-5 lead, 2 RBI, home run, 2 left. That was gone in a hurry, and that'll bring up Kylie Hemmingson, 0-for-2 in the game, but has nobody on, so she can do something here, and that's got under it, and she does. Little pop out of the infield, single, and Nakusa still in business. Nobody down, runner on first. That brings up Ashlyn Garza. Garza having a heck of a night. 2-for-2, pair of singles, scored a run, and has an RBI to her credit. She's looking to add to that stat line, too. Swing and a miss. She was looking to bring in another one right there. She's down on the count, 0-1. At some point, I'll have to think of my own home run call, but until then, keep honoring Bob Euchre, longtime Brewers announcer. That is a foul shot opposite field up the first base side. So, 0-2 count with a runner on first. Nakusa grabbing that 6-5 lead over Wautoma. First lead of the game for the Papermakers as they're looking to add to it here in the bottom of the fifth. Rox fires. Says, look, that's going to be high. Oh, count goes 2-2. To Garza. I think Wautoma knows you don't want to give her something for her to hit, and she is 2-for-2 in the game. Catcher settles in. Sizlik fires in, and that's hit foul out of play. So, count still sits at 1-2. 1-2 count to Garza, bottom fifth inning. Pitch in, and that is hit, and that is out of the reach. No, that's back in the caught in time. by the shortstop, and they double up the runner at first as they turn a double play. L6, 6-3 for the double play. And that's quickly two down for the Papermakers and the Hornets as Will Horn comes up. His pitch way inside and low, almost hits her. Ball, one ball, no strikes. End of the first game of that doubleheader, Robinson Park. Assumption beats Edgar 5-0. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low outside, but called a strike nonetheless. So count goes 1-1. That was a heck of a play by that shortstop to double up Garza and Hemmingson. It's called strike on that pitch, and the count goes 1-2, two down. Nobody on for the Papermakers, but they grab the lead. That's 6-5. That'd be the play of the game to this point. It was low to Will Horn, and the count levels at 2-2. Two down. Bottom of the fifth inning. Rocking, fired to Sizlik, delivers. Low, count goes full to Will Horn. Pitch on the way, and that's hit foul, so we live to see another pitch. As bottom of the fifth inning, end of the fifth inning, Rapids baseball beating Stevens Point 6-0. It's full count. Coming up to Will Horn. Pitch. That's hit foul and does not hit a car. I saw that one the whole way. Let's see another pitch. Will Horn stands in. That's going to be low. Rolls on in there past the catcher, and that is a two-out walk for Will Horn. She is still over one in the game, but she gets that nice two-out walk as that brings up Lillian Ostrom, who's 1-for-2 in the game, has a single, and then a 1-3 put out, bringing in a courtesy runner. That's Jackie Gomez. Courtesy runner for the pitcher. And that brings up Lillian Ostrom, as I said, 1-for-2 in the game with a single and a ground out to the pitcher. And she gets that first offering and foul back into the chain link fence. Another opportunity here. It's two down, runner on first for Ostrom. Knox fires Sizlik. That's going to be high for a ball, so count goes 1-1. Sizlik delivers home, and that's hit right up the middle, but right into the glove. Nice play there by the shortstop, L6, for out number three. That shortstop had a heck of an inning, as that is five and complete. Five runs. Two hits, one error, and one left on base. Five are complete. We've got a darn good ball game here as we're going to the top of the sixth inning where Nakusa holds a 6-5 lead over Wautoma. 8-9-1 batters due up for Wautoma in the top of the sixth, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here in 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Boom, boom,
Seth, that's another good one, but I got to give it to Tom that time. That's Madonna's not bad, not bad. I'll admit, Material Girl ain't a bad tune. I like that 80s pop sound, so I'm going to have to give that one to Tom. As we are here in the top of the sixth inning, Nacoosa leading 6-5. Where getting right to it is Reagan Wilhorn up already. No balls, two strike count to Bella Smith, who's 0-2 in the game. Looking to get through here. As that pitch does not work out for her as it goes one ball, two strikes. As another pitch comes in there, it goes back to the back. Stop. On a ball. Count goes 2-2. Pitch. That's fouled to the backstop. We still sit 2-2. Norris being the 22nd. Happy Earth Day. Arbor Day. I've always, in my twisted sense of humor, I've always wanted to shoot a turkey on Earth Day. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Smith for the first out. Top of the sixth inning. Just my sick, twisted sense of humor. Of course, Earth Day started. Gaylord Nelson. Big instrumental individual to that. Former governor of Wisconsin. Addison Kern comes up now for the Hornets. 0-2 in the game as well. And that first offering is low and inside. So, 1-0 count to Kern. K-I-R-N. This pitch, and that's going to be just a slow roller to second. Flip in time. 4-3. Now from Brock to Hemmingson for out number two, and that turns things over for Schwanke as she comes up to the plate. 1-for-1 in the game with a single and then pair of walks, has scored twice. So we'll see if Nacoosa can navigate this dangerous part of the order. Either way, they're going to have to get through the heart of it in that seventh inning, assuming they don't score here as first pitch. It's now quickly one. Now it's a 1-1 count. And that's a foul tip. Our strike number two. It's 0-2. Not 1-2. It's 2-0-2. As standing in her payoff pitch, Wilhorn fires it in there. It's going to be high and away. No chasing. Was Swanky. As Nacoosa is looking to get some insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, but we've got to get this out first. Another high pitch. Count goes 2-2 with two down, nobody on. Heck of a softball game here tonight in Nacoosa. Nacoosa trying to stay undefeated in conference play. Low and away. Count goes full to Swanky. Wilhorn coming in relief of Jackie Bedell. Pitch high and out of play. Does not hit a car again. But I'm glad it doesn't. I don't want to make it sound like I'm hoping it does. I may be a jerk, but I'm not that big a jerk. Or so I'm told. Full count on the way. Swanky. That's going to be outside and high. So there's another walk. Third walk of the day for Swanky, and that brings up Liv Sieslik, as she is 0-for-1 in the game. She did reach on an error and had a sacrifice hit, but she has also struck out. Inside pitch, ball on. Pitch, bunt offering. And fake throw down to first. Ball back to over to Wilhorn. So the count goes 1-1. Don't want to start throwing the ball around. Want to get out of this inning unscathed with a one-run lead for Nacoosa. Top of the sixth inning, two down, but leading 6-5. Inside, the count goes 2-1 to Sieslik. Wind picking up again. Now still going from right to left. Swing and a miss. Chases that one up high, and the count goes 2-2. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner on first. Wilhorn looking to get this out as she fouls it to the backstop. She got lucky on that one. Then she made contact. She doesn't make contact. And it's possible she would have gone, potentially. It'd be hard for the bases umpire to tell as he's standing between first and second. As foul back into the backstop. That'll play again. Another payoff pitch. Still sitting. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth. Nakusa up. 6-5 with the wind blowing in. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And down goes Sislik for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base, and we're through 5.5. Nakusa, due up. And it is the 8-9-1 hitters due up. Nakusa with a 6-5 lead. And we'll have that for you in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
There you go, Seth. You got this round. Is for this tune over what Tom's playing personally. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, where Nakusa holds a 6-5 lead over Wautoma, looking to add a couple insurance runs and try to add up one final zero to the ledger. But got to get through this inning first. As Nakusa due up, 8-9-1 batters. Yes. Sislik still pitching for the Hornets. Looks like we'll have a pinch hitter, as that will be Jackie Gomez coming up to the plate in place of Lily Rhodes, who's 0-2 in the game with a pair of strikeouts. It'll be Gomez, Cody, and Gup in this inning, at a minimum. Gomez, not much playing time. She does not have a batting average. Batting zeros, but very limited at-bats to this season. She's been more of a pinch runner. His first pitch outside, so one ball. No strikes. Pitch on the way from Sislik. That's going to be ball two. That's going to be high. As looking at this, Gomez, she just has one at-bat. She has played in two games and just one official at-bat and 0-1 on the season. As she makes contact, that grounds over to third in time from Nitz to Pekowski for the 5-3. That was a long throw. Gomez had some speed, just couldn't get there in time. And that brings up Chris Cody for her first at-bat. I believe that's actually second at-bat, where she's 0-1 in the game. There's a little discrepancy in the order here. Home plate umpire making sure he gets it right. And then I'll turn over the order. Sophia Gault and possibly Aubrey Borboom, maybe Montana Rowe as well, if a couple base runners get on. Well, talking about the order here, a little bit of discussion. As there's been a few defensive changes to this game. They're getting everything straightened out the way it should be. One down, however, as this is the number 9 batter. That wind's starting to pick up out of right field, right center field. Hmm? as pop up and off the hands. That'll be caught by the pitcher. So one pitch, one out, as that was his Cody. And that's two down coming up here for Sophia Gault. She is 2-for-3 in the game. Scored a run, two RBI. Has a double. Actually, two doubles. We'll see what Nakusa can do here. Two down, nobody on. Leading by a run. Bottom of the sixth, first pitch, low. Her ball. So, one ball, no strikes, two down for Gault. That pitch is low as well. Rolls through past the catcher. No 2-0 count. Probably saying, well, let her get on and have the rest of the order try to do some damage, which they have to this point. Pitch, and that's going to be grounded. It's going to be dying out to shortstop and throw to first in time. And 6-3 put out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We're through six. It'll be closing time here. It could be last call for the Hornets coming up here in the top of the seventh inning. 3, 4, 5 batters due up. The heart of the order for Wautoma. And we will have it here for you in just a few moments on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
All right, Seth, you got the win there. Dream Police to running down the dream. Tom Petty, I'll take Cheap Trick. Personally, I like Tom Petty, however. But we got a little more important things going on right now. Top of the seventh inning, Nakusa up 6-5. And it's the heart of the order for the Hornets from Wautoma. As Larissa Paczynski, Cammie Nitz, and Kendall Guskey do up. As now it is a fair ball for Pekowski, and that will be a leadoff double. So trouble brewing, and Pekowski gets that leadoff double to go with her day as she hit a three-run bomb to lead off the game. Then she went 0-for-2, so she's 1-for-3 in the game. And now due up Cammie Nitz, shortstop, who has 1-for-3 as well, has a double and scored a run in the game. As Will Horn stands in, pitches in, she fouls that out of play. And hops a van and rolls through the parking lot. So 0-1 count, nobody down, runner on second for Wautoma. This could be a walk-off game here for Nakusa if they allow a run. This pitch, it's going to be high. 1-1 count, two hits. Pitch. Is called strike on the outside corner. So 1-2 count to Nitz. Pitch. It's going to be a drop ball. Ball's right in front of the plate, but a ball. So the count goes 2-2. Will Horn fires in, and that's hit. That's a drive to left, and that is up and over the fence. A two-run shot by Nitz, and they grab that lead right back to RBI. And the Hornets, they reclaim a 7-6 lead. Or the boy, oh boy, that wind is sure helping anything flying to the outfield today. Now the Nakusa infield get back together and calm each other down. They can still tie this game up and they could even win it on a walk-off, get a couple base runners. You never know. Wautoma, though, grabs that lead right back at 7-6, as that'll bring up Kendall Guskey. to the game as she's 1 for 2, has an RBI and a single, and has a walk to her credit. Pitches in there low for a ball. Looking ahead, we're going to play bottom of the seventh. Heart of the order, 2-3-4, due up for Nakusa. You never know. You never know. As pitch, swing, and a miss. Kendall Gusky. Pitch, foul out of play. As the umpire will need some more softballs to continue this game. Got another final from Wisconsin Rapids. Red Raiders, they take down Stevens Point 6-0 in a one-hitter. Outstanding job as Brett Simonson threw 6 frames. And on a called strike on the outside corner for the first out for Gusky. Yeah, Rapids 6-0 victory over Stevens Point. One hit by Brett Simonson. 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. That's a good day to hold Point to one hit. It's usually a dangerous team. Is now due up Riley Burton. And she is 0 for 1 of the game. She did reach with a hit by pitch. And I believe they called it change of that order. It's Rogel. And that's grounded to second. Picked up by Bristol Brock and flipped over to Hemmingson. So that will be a 4-3, as that was Rogel for her first at-bat. And then they'll bring up Kelsey Mikulski, for her at-bat, and she's 0-for-3 in the game. Pitch, first pitch, called strike. And now Nakusa going to have to get at least one, preferably two. Pitch high and away. So the count goes 1-1. Pitch on the way, and that's popped up on the infield to short, and that is caught by Ostrom, and we are out of the top of the seventh inning. But Nakusa got some work to do. Last call, as there's 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left. Nakusa got some work to do as they trail 7-6, coming up to the bottom of the seventh inning. Where it will be the 2-3-4 batters due up. And we'll have it for you here in just a moment, here in 105.5 FM, WIRI.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Something's wrong, 'cause my mind is 2-3-4 batters due up for Nakusa, trailing by a run 7-6 in a back-and-forth game with Wautoma very entertaining. Wautoma, boy, they jumped on Nakusa early and led 3-1 after the first, but then it was a 3-3 game after the second. Wautoma does grab the lead back at 5-3, but then 5-4 through 3. And the score held there until the fifth inning when Nakusa, 2-run shot by Montana Rowe to get us to Nakusa with a 6-5 lead, but then another 2-run blast by the Hornets to retake the lead 7-6. And we're here, bottom seventh inning, potentially last 3 outs of the game. And let up Aubrey Borboom. She pops up out of the infield. Ranging over is the shortstop. And the collision with the left fielder. As that's not the first time we've seen a near collision by Wautoma in this game. But either way, one pitch, one out. F6. Borboom goes down. That'll bring up Montana Rowe. Rowe, 2-for-3 in the game, 3 RBIs, scored 2 runs, has a home run and a double. As probably not going to try to give her something to hit. And they attacked her, actually, as they threw a changeup on the first pitch. She was way out in front of it for an 0-1 count. Second offering on the way by Sizlek. And she hits that foul ball up the third base side. So she goes down the count, 0-2. Very entertaining game, no matter how this ends. As Sizlek stands in there, 0-2 count to Rowe. No balls, two strikes, one down, nobody on. As pitch outside to Rowe, so the count goes 1-2. Liv Sizlek has had a very nice game to this point for Wautoma. Foul ball up to the fencing. And count still sits at one ball, two strikes. Sizlek deals to home. That's going to be high and away and off the glove. The count goes 2-2. One down, two row. Second game of the doubleheader for Assumption is underway, and Assumption already has a 1-0 lead over Edgar. Bottom of the first. We'll see how Assumption does in game two. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be high and away for Rowe, and the count goes full. Good battling back after being down 0-2 for the young lady. Sizlek stands in. Payoff pitch coming. Rocks fires. And that's ball four. One out walk. And that will put Rowe on base. And that will bring up Hemmingson, as they will send Brock in to pinch run or Rowe. So, tying run on first, winning run at the plate for the Papermakers, trailing 7-6, bottom of the seventh inning, one down. We'll see what Hemmingson can do. She is 1-for-3 in the game. She had a single last appearance as she chops one foul and goes down to the count 0-1. Unfortunately there, that was part of a very heads-up double play by the shortstop for Wautoma, Cammy Nitz. As she was able to catch it, kind of ranging over across her body, and then fired in time to first to double up the Papermakers as another pitch comes, and that's inside. The count goes 1-1. Sizlek stands in there, 1-1 count, one out, runner on first as there's one hit right into the fencing in front of the dugout for Wautoma, so the count goes 1-2, one down, one runner on. That is Brock. Staying in there, Sizlek fires. That's spoiled back into the chain link fence. I see another pitch. That goes Hemmingson, Garza, Wilhorn. Do up next three batters. We'll see how far we get down that line. As standing in here is Hemmingson. She got bound up on that, froze up, but she still makes contact. Foul ball. And we sit here with a 1-2 count. As I guess the ball's scuffed up a little bit. So, yeah, they got a tear on it, I guess. So, new ball. Play on. One ball, two strike count, one down. Nakusa trailing. Payoff pitch coming here as that rolls in. The count goes 2-2 to Hemmingson. Knocking, firing in here, and that's going to be a grounder towards the middle. Bouncing short to second in time. Is the next pitch. Is that in time? It is not. So a fielder's choice allows Hemmingson to reach first. 6-4 on the lead out to knock down Brock. And we are down to our final out. Ashlyn Garza up to the plate. Garza has had a good day. She's 2-for-3 in the game. Scored a run and has an RBI. She can put the ball in play. His first pitch low. Count goes 1-1, no strikes. Gusa just got to be smart here at the plate. Very entertaining game, no matter how it ends, however. Pitch low. Count levels at, or goes to 2-2, no strikes. 2 down, 1 runner on. Trailing by a run is Nakusa. Bottom of the 7th. This look fires in. Swing and a miss for Garza. Count goes 2-1, 1 strike. Suzuk stands in, Ox fires, and that's going to be inside. The count goes 3-1 for Garza. Garza stands in there, pitch on the way, and that's called strike on the outside, and it goes full count. 3-2, 2 down, runner on first. Could be the pitch of the game right here. Very entertaining game. We'll see how it goes. Sizzlick rocks, fires, delivers home, and that's a chopper back to Sizzlick. Sizzlick fields it, and over to first in time, and there's your ball game, 1-3. And that is the final, 7-6 for Wautoma over Nakusa in a back-and-forth game, and very entertaining game. Pleasure to bring it to you all. So, Seth, how about we take a one-minute break as I crunch some numbers, and we will be back here with the last little bit of this broadcast here in just a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We had a good one this afternoon in Nakusa. Just unfortunately didn't go Nakusa's way, as after a big shot there in the 5th inning, it wasn't to be, as Wautoma answered back with a big shot of their own in the top of the 7th inning. Nakusa was unable to get any closer as they fell this afternoon at Nakusa High School 7-6. Some of these game totals here, and a recap, is first inning, Wautoma wasted a little time as Larissa Pikowski, blasted a 3-run shot to take a 3-0 lead over the Papermakers. But Nakusa came back, got 1 run back. Sophia Gaup, she hit a double to lead things off and was brought home on a ground out by Montana Rowe to bring the score to 3-1, and then holding the Hornets scoreless in the second. Nakusa was able to come back with a pair of runs, a 2-RBI double by Gaup. That scored Ashlyn Garza, and Jackie Bedell was the difference to tie things up early, but yet again, there was Wautoma as they scored 2 runs in the top of the third to regain a 5-3 lead. But Nakusa not to be outdone. Montana Roll led things off with a double and was brought in by an RBI single by Ashlyn Garza as Bristol Brock was courtesy running for Roll to get Nakusa back into a 5-4 lead. Score held that way until the fifth inning, when after Nakusa avoided two on with two out, big play of the game, Aubrey Borboom led off with an error, and then a big two-run shot by Rowe gave them a 6-5 lead. But unfortunately for Nakusa, that was as good as things got after a scoreless sixth inning. Larissa Pikowski led things off with a double, and then followed up by Cammie Nitz, who hit a two-run blast over the left field fence to regain the lead at 7-5, and that's as good as things got for Nakusa as they fell today, unfortunately, 7-6 to Wautoma. Line score goes 7 runs and 7 hits for Wautoma, and 6 runs on 8 hits and 1 error for Nakusa. Gout led things with 2 hits, followed by Rowe with 2 hits as well, and Garza with all with 2 hits. Rowe, 3 RBI, followed by Gopp with 2, as Jackie Bedell started the game, did not factor in the decision. 2.2 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 5 runs, 4 of which earned, 1 strikeout and 1 walk. But Reagan Wilhorn, she gets tabbed with a loss, 4.1 innings pitched in relief, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, and 3 walks. Adding up the other side of the coin for the Hornets, of course, it would be Pikowski and Nitz, both with 2 hits in the game, as Pikowski has 3 RBI and Nitz with 2, and those were the big bats for the Hornets there. And following that up by Liv Sislik, she pitched a complete game, 7 innings pitched, 8 hits allowed, 6 runs, 3 of which were earned, 5 strikeouts, and 3 walks to end up the game. Want to give a big, huge shout-out to all of our sponsors here, Econ Electric, Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB, as well as our good buddies over at Homestead Golf Course. As WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So, for this beautiful afternoon here in Nakusa, it's coming to an end. Unfortunately, Nakusa handed a 7-6 defeat at the hands of Wautoma. As Nakusa, they've got to bounce back, as they will have another opportunity, 2 more opportunities this week, as they will play at the Dells on Thursday and then at Tri-County on Friday. So that'll do it for this broadcast. We will next be on the air bringing you high school sports on Thursday, a hair or two before 7 o'clock, where we bring you Wisconsin Valley Conference soccer action, Wisconsin Rapids hosting Marshfield. So until then, for all of our sponsors, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Couldn't do these broadcasts without you. And, of course, for Seth Habiger back at the studio, my name's Mike Comer. Appreciate you listening this afternoon. And we will be back to Classic Country here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
If I live to be 100 and never see the 7 wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who
WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids home for country favorites and classics.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
"How's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. She ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't.
not sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
They read you Cinderella, you hoped it would come true, that one day your Prince Charming would come rescue you. You like romantic movies, you never will forget the way you felt when Romeo kissed Juliet. All this time that you've been waiting, you don't have to wait no. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that. I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your. Make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that. I've got tenderness, and I see through to the heart of you. If you want a man who understands, you don't have to look very far. I can love you, I can love you like that. I will make you my world.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my
shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions, get